All right, everybody. Welcome back. MGM Marketabilities. Look who's back.
It's me.
Rob has not been here for months.
It's this guy.
Rob has been, well, you know, we lock him in his room to edit.
That's funny that you call it a room.
3D pieces.
More of a little cage.
Is it?
I mean, maybe. I have a curtain, so maybe.
Well, hey, at least the whole room. You have the whole room to yourself now.
I do now, yeah. I lost my buddy. I lost my, my working buddy.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, he wasn't really on the podcast really that much, only a few times, but Walker moved away. We miss him dearly. He just walked out on us. All right. Sorry. There was no way I was going to get through it without it making at least one pun about him walking.
I didn't even get that. Gosh, I'm so slow.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be on the podcast.
No, you're good. Anyway, so today, we were talking about how to market entertainment, because you know, we talk about a lot about business and how you, it's like whenever you're marketing something for business, it's like you have to almost create entertainment to then sell the product.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause nobody wants to watch something that's not entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Cause then if it's, you know, if it's boring, it's just not going to work.
Right. But there's like a whole nother avenue of like, well, how do you like market entertainment where people, you know, you literally just want people to go watch or consume
your
TV show, your podcast, your YouTube channel. And we want to talk about what we think are probably the best ways to actually go about that.
Right.
And you know, what's been working on us, you know, if it's working on us, then I think it's working. Right.
Right. Well, again, with that kind of stuff, it's all subjective. Cause for me personally, if it's like, I'm not a super huge fan of slapstick humor or comedy or
what
stuff
is,
like that.
What is slapstick humor?
That's like people like falling down, pies getting thrown in faces, stuff like that. Like
how
that.
How do you not enjoy that?
That, I mean, it's kind of fun to watch sometimes, but that's not what's going to get me.
Okay.
What's going to get me is more intelligent, clever humor. Like I love British humor. It's a lot of people don't like it cause it's so dry. It's dry, but it's like,
but it's very, witty.
It's witty. It's intelligent. Yeah. It's clever. That's what gets me. And that's the kind of content that I enjoy creating.
Yeah.
Mine is a little more silly,
right?
But it's also still kind of clever and stuff like that. Cause I just made a video of this fake tech conglomerate company that I, that I created, and they're totalitarian and everything. But the videos are silly because like at one point the voiceover says, "We dominate every field we touch," and there's just some guy, and that sounds really big and like, kind of looming over everything, right? But the video is a guy pushing one of those giant bales of hay in a field, and he's just like he's just sillily. I don't know if that's a word, but
yeah,
he's pushing it.
It is now.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that gets me. It's like, just a creative, clever stuff. Like there's another part in that video where they say, we value our employees and our clients, right? And one of the big things that you hear about a lot of people that complain about their jobs and the way that they're treated, especially in corporate America, is the way that they're valued as a pizza party instead of bonuses and things like that. Yeah. So in the video, it's very subtle, but unless you kind of understand that, you're not going to quite get it, I don't think. But like the voiceover says, we value our clients and our customer or our clients and our employees, but then it shows them having a pizza party.
Right.
So it's just like, that's the kind of stuff that gets me.
Right.
And then if I'm scrolling through reels and stuff, like obviously, I mean, pretty girls are going to get me, but if you have like the text that's on the screen, I'll read it. And if you don't catch me within the first couple seconds, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So you got to have something that's like,
I think they are saying now it's about 2 seconds, like that first like actual 1,000. Yeah. Like if you're not there, then most people are going to scroll past.
Right.
Not everybody, but
And that's what sucks about these videos that I've made is they start, the intro is like 6 seconds long and it's just the logo animating in. So those aren't going to catch people that way. Yeah. But yeah, it's so silly how like, I know this isn't the topic, but how like short our attention spans have gotten.
Because
like if I'm scrolling through a video and there's like the person is maybe like gonna make some food and they're setting it up and I'm like, get to the point or I'm gone.
Yeah.
So then I'll be gone.
So then how would you promote that video, that little entertainment video?
So the best thing to do, well it's
or
only
market it.
It's only a minute long, so there's really, you can't cut a lot out of it.
I know, but like what part would you cut out of it? To post as like a reel to then look at, so people would be like, oh, I want to see the rest of that.
So again, with all of this, it's subjective because it, and for each individual video, it's going to be different.
Right.
So I would find the, either the funniest part, which sucks. Cause then you're like, that's the punchline usually.
Sure.
So, and cause then you're like, I'm going to give that out. But then that's like, that's almost like putting the whole entire movie in a movie trailer and then putting that out. Cause then they're like, I already watched the movie. Why am I going to go see it now? So there's that. But then like, maybe you would, instead of showing any part of the video itself, maybe make, a little short reel with maybe just text that has like, this company's going to take over the planet or something like that. And then be like, watch more.
Click the link below or whatever.
Yeah. Or, and the ones that, the ones that make me so mad, but
it's a good idea.
If they're engaging, they're like, watch for, or follow for part two. And I'm like, oh no, I want to see it all right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
I'll be honest with those don't really work on me because I don't think I ever click on the part two. I don't think I ever have.
I've done it once or twice, but it's only if it was really intriguing.
Yeah, something you really want
to. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't care. And there's never a link to part two. You have to go to their account and find the video.
I mean, but it works, though, on some people.
You know what? Another thing that might get you is the thumbnail that you choose to put on it.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say was a thumbnail or literally the first 2 seconds. Right. You like, so like, say, let's just use I'm going to use a fake example, but like, say like you have a YouTube channel or like a TV show or something, or even like your podcast.
Right.
And let's just say in the podcast, you're talking about some popular person.
Right.
I would put that popular person as the thumbnail and the first 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's going to then keep the person there.
Yeah. So we recently had for the spiel, we recently had, Kevin Costner on, right?
Yeah.
And one
Who's
of the
that? Just kidding.
You did a video about him where you talked about him for like half the video.
Yeah, literally it's I just want to clarify for this. All moms love Kevin Costner. All right, go
that
ahead.
That needs to be a t-shirt. All moms love Kevin Costner.
That'd be good.
But yeah, so he made this video and then he sent it to me and I have to like quality check it and approve it.
Sure.
So he sent it to me and I'm like, okay, the first 9 seconds of this video is the interviewer. Nobody cares about him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure his mom and dad care about him, but I was like, I need to see Kevin Costner within the first couple seconds of this video, even if he's just listening or smiling or whatever.
Yeah.
I've got to see him or I'm gone.
Yeah.
Even if Kevin Costner's name is in the video or in the title.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it has to be in the thumbnail.
I'll be like, oh cool. I want to see Kevin Costner for 9 seconds. You're showing me somebody else.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Right.
I'm already out.
Yeah.
So I sent it 100%. And I was like, hey, I need a revision. I need to have him at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that is definitely it. You have to catch them early, like within the first second or two where they're gone. It sucks because it used to be like 30 seconds.
Right.
And now it's like, no. TikTok and the reels and stuff there's no attention span anymore.
All right.
And I have fallen victim to that.
I have a really good question for you. And I think you'll be really great at answering it.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So we work in a world.
What?
Where... Oh. It's like hustle culture is very promoted.
Yeah.
Where you need to be working 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, whatever it is. Just constantly working. But there's another side to this where, you know, for like your example, your podcast is really like slow down. Let's just hang out.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun. Yeah. How would you promote that to market that to people in this culture that we work in? Is like go, like someone's not going to want to go watch that,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then you feel like you're not being productive.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I think you just have to change people's mindset.
Okay.
Because for me personally, like I do fall into that sometimes, the grind mindset where I'm like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing this, but then I'm like, you know what, you have to relax. But that doesn't answer your question.
No.
When it comes to, like, I think you just broke my brain for a second because I'm like, how would I market that? Like, to a hustle culture.
Yeah, because it's tough because ultimately, I mean, what you said was right. Like, we do need rest.
Right.
And there is, like, a period of time. It's different for everybody, but, like, where your work just takes a nosedive after whatever it is. Could be 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours.
Yeah. Diminished returns.
Yeah. And really it's like, after that, it's like, you're not really doing anything productive. You're just, I mean, you are necessarily getting something done, but it's like, for me, like my quality goes down.
Right.
And how fast I do things goes way down too. Right. And so it gets to a point where it's not even worth it.
Maybe I'll steal McDonald's slogan from back in the 2000s is like, have you had your break today?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, just come and chill with us for a little bit. That's the whole purpose of my podcast is like, I want it to be like, you're just hanging out with your friends.
Right.
And just having a casual conversation. Cause like, we don't necessarily talk about one topic. It's like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
As you can tell, by the way, I handle these, podcasts. So that, I think that would be my marketing strategy would be like, listen, you need a break.
Yeah.
Like just come and like veg out for a minute. So like whenever I get done with work and stuff, I go home and I'll sit, in my big overstuffed recliner cause it's super nice and comfy. And I'll just veg out. Literally, like if you were to look at me, you'd probably look like I'm like just brain dead for a little
zombie.
Bit. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, just staring at the TV. Cause like, I just want to shut my brain off for a while. And that's my go-to is some people like go to the gym. Some people go to run. They travel, all that kind of stuff. For me, I'm just like, I just want to fill my head with garbage for a minute.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, when I was thinking about it, it was like, people need an escape from the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we don't want it to be like drugs or something, right. You know, and it's like, that's a big avenue.
Come and watch some nonsense.
But like, you know, it's like, how do you replace some of the things that you really should not be doing that are deteriorating your life completely.
Right.
And, you know, transforming that to, you know, watching a show that where it's like, oh, you can't escape from your life for like an hour and just kind of veg out. And then, you know, after that little break, then you're like, okay, I can go back to what I was doing.
Right. Yeah. I'll do that regularly. Like, I'll be, when I'm working, I have like scheduled times when I eat.
Sure.
And, the times that I eat are the times that I take a little break and I watch something that's, not necessarily like mind numbing. Cause I see the videos, like, you know, they're like, this is again, going off on a little tangent. You can create faceless videos with AI and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
And it's like, you can make $100,000. That would be great. But I can't perpetuate like putting garbage out into the world. Like any content that I create, I feel like has to serve some kind of purpose and it has to like educate you or entertain you or something like that. And it's not just mindless nonsense just to get you to like, I say nonsense, but that's the name of my podcast. Yeah, it's just plain nonsense.
Just plain nonsense. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I can't just put garbage out there and I don't condone just watching just garbage. Cause it's not going to do anything for you. All it is a waste of time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get stuck in that too. Cause you know, I am human. I'll be scrolling through Instagram reels and I'll see somebody like some drama that's going on in some text messages that somebody, and I'm like, oh, this is intriguing. Cause we inherently,
it's entertainment, man.
Yeah. We inherently like drama, but it's like, you get caught and you're like, why am I watching this?
Right.
But yeah, like I think that is a good way to market it would be like, just take a break for a minute.
Yeah.
Like the podcasts are usually around an hour long. So you could like take half an hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, and watch it in like four parts just to get all the way through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that is the correct avenue to marketing some type of form of entertainment is like, hey, like just escape for 30 minutes and then you can go back to your work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because otherwise, like, you know, cause there isn't the addictive side of it, of entertainment, but that's not to say like we shouldn't have entertainment. Entertainment has been around forever.
Right.
Whether it's been like, you know, some type of sport in the, you know, like 2000 years ago or whether it's, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like entertainment's always been around and it's always going to be used. And I don't think there's anything inherently bad about normal
TV
entertainment, but it's like, how can we promote it to where it's like, you know, people are using it just to take a break for a second.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you need entertainment and you need work and you need love and compassion and you need like all these things in your life.
Fiber.
You need fiber. Yes. Like eat a wicker chair if you want to.
Nope. Don't do that.
Put some garlic on it.
Nope.
Barbecue sauce.
Nope.
No wicker chair.
There you go.
Got it.
Nailed
it. I don't know what I was thinking. So you need all that stuff in your life. Just like you need like when it comes to like vegetables and you need like protein, and you need carbs and all that kind of stuff. Like you need all these things in your life. Like, and sometimes you need to just go eat a pizza.
Yeah, sure.
Like, cause you can't, I mean, yes, some people are, they're like laser focused. I'm only going to eat this.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they don't have any fun and nobody wants to hang out with them.
You're right.
So that, yeah, you need all these, the production and the work ethic and the discipline and stuff like that. But sometimes you just kind of need to chill and relax and have some fun. And
recharge.
Yeah.
Because it's like you virtually are a human battery.
Right.
And you have to recharge at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think back to that scene in Parks and Rec where Leslie's got to come up with this whole big plan and she can't figure it out. She takes the whole team on a retreat.
Right.
And Ron realizes she hasn't slept, which is why she hasn't come up with any ideas. Right. And so he just locks her in a closet and then she sleeps for like 8 hours or something. Comes, and as soon as she comes out of the closet, hair all messed up, she has
the idea.
She literally has the whole idea figured out. Right. And it's like, all you need to do is just rest.
Yeah.
And then everything would actually make sense.
Yeah. They did the same thing on the Big Bang Theory with Sheldon, where he couldn't figure out a certain formula or like some molecules or whatever that were supposed to go together. And then I think it was Amy or Bernadette that came in and was like, you need to go to sleep. And then he went off like a little child and he went to go take a nap and he came up and he had all the answers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I think that's the best way for me is like, if you want to market some sort of form of entertainment, like market it as like,
an escape.
Yeah. Like in making it like an intriguing escape.
Yeah.
Like I feel like those two words together would be like, oh yeah, that sounds awesome to me.
I really like this conversation because normally whenever I promote my podcast or videos or stuff like that, and they're all silly, they're all just an escape. But like, it's been like, I've been trying to like pinpoint the creative, interesting part of it. And I'm like, how about I just market it as like, come on and hang out with us. Just chill for a minute.
Because that's what you guys are doing. You guys are literally just hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so much fun. And I know this isn't like marketing, but like that, just hanging out with your friends or even just watching people hang out is just super relaxing. Cause then
And I think also sometimes that's like sometimes where the ideas come up because you're just relaxed and you're not feeling pressure to come up with something. And I mean, I know like for me, I've actually come up with some of my best ideas when I'm driving,
right?
Like if I'm driving for several hours by myself, you know, I used to do that a lot for one of my old jobs.
Right.
And I would just come up with all these plans and really cool ideas that I could implement into my life or business or something. And it was just funny how, cause I wasn't putting any pressure on it.
Right.
It just kind of, I was just sitting there relaxed, sitting in a truck driving.
That happens to me so much when I first wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up with incredible ideas and I'm like, I have to write this down or I'm going to forget it.
Yep.
And cause it's like, I've been completely at rest and relaxed. Another like Big Bang Theory addressed that as well, which is kind of funny that, I lost my train of thought. This is cause I'm under pressure.
Didn't put you under pressure.
Under pressure. What were you saying about
rest and relaxation? And
no, coming up with the ideas. Oh yeah. So Sheldon goes to get a menial job, so that he can let that part of his brain, the creative part of his brain, just relax and then come up with ideas as he's working.
Yeah.
And then he comes up with a solution to some crazy physics problem because he's like bussing tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny how that works. Anything else, Rob?
No. I was just going to I got nothing else.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I do enjoy talking about this kind of stuff. Like not so much the marketing side of it, but I don't even need to cut that out. This is marketabilities.
Yes. This is the marketabilities podcast and we're trying to figure out how to market entertainment.
Right. That's why I think that's why I'm not on this so often is cause like I derail it and I'm like, hey, here's these other cool ideas that I have. I need somebody else to do the marketing. I do the creation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like part of it though. Cause sometimes you need to create the marketing for it.
Right. And actually, you know what? That kind of brings up a good point. This is where I bring it full circle and I actually am beneficial to the podcast where I'm like, I don't want to come up with the advertising. I need to hire somebody to do it for me.
Yep.
So if you want to rant on that for a second,
yes. So pretty much outsourcing is always a thing that you should do, especially if you don't want to do your own marketing.
Right.
And that is literally why Growing Media exists is because we can take care of all that for you to where you can think about it maybe just like once or twice a month. And then we can talk about it. And then for the rest of the month, you don't have to worry about it because we'll take care of all the marketing, the photos, the videos, even put together a marketing plan for you on how we can move you forward.
Yeah. We handle the creation and the marketing.
Yes. Freaking great.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of. No, I'm just kidding.
Angie who?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, she doesn't even live here anymore. But anyways, we'll see you in like 3 hours. No, how long was it?
See Angie?
8 hours from now, we'll probably see her. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you for watching. Really appreciate it. And if you guys do need marketing for anything, come out. Or what is our website? Growingmediamarketing.com. Just blanked for a second. Wow. But yeah, so if you guys like this, please subscribe, like, heart. What else can they do?
Review and 5 stars.
Yes, review and 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that pushes it to the top.
Yeah, and we are the top. So
the tippy top.
Yep. But yeah, seriously, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.